Coming up on May 17th, there will be a primary election, or actually it could be an actual election, depending on how the percentages go. But one of the seats that is open, Jay Bozovich, is retiring from his seat, and the Westlane County Commission seat is going to be available. We have four people running. Joining me now is Terry Duman. He is local here, of course. And Terry, tell me a little bit about your background. I know you have a business here, and just go into a little bit about your time as a business person.
Sure, George. My name is Terry Duman. I was born and raised in the Florence area. Lived there all my life. I'm married. My wife, Mary, of 40 years. We have three grown children with siblings, all who reside in the Florence area. And I have five lovely grandchildren who all attend the Sisla School District. That being said, I have served on the Sisla Port Commission for the last, 10 years now. I'm currently serving my third elected term, currently as board president. And I've operated a number of small businesses my entire career in the Florence area.
Now, obviously, Jay Bozovich, I think, was it 12 years? I think he's been serving by the end of his term here. What are some of the things that you are seeing around the county? What are some of your concerns that you have as far as being on the commission in order to cause effectual change here in our area?
Well, I think there's a few key bullet points that will come out during this election, one of them being the CAP, which is the Climate Action Plan enacted by Lane County, and it's still in formulating. They're still formulating the plan. I think every citizen should read what has been addressed to them by the county. I know I have read it, and I find a lot of inconsistencies, contradictions, and my personal opinion on the CAP plan, I know it's going to be key in this election, is that it doesn't fit Westlane County. Westlane County has a lot of rural areas. That's what I'm running to represent. That don't always fall in line with all of Lane County.
For example, I mean, there's a lot of density and population in Lane County that's not necessarily out here. So some of the things they're wanting to enact would inhibit things that for our area. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, they're pushing for electric vehicles. And honestly, show me a good electric dump truck and I'll be the first in line to purchase one. There's some things I do agree with the CAP program, and that being one of them. It just doesn't fit the F2 zoning, F1 zoning, farmland, forest land. Rural Lane County consists of farmland, forest land. The current county zoning was enacted in 1970s, 80s, and far into the 90s, but that's 30 years ago that our current zoning, maybe it's time to look at some of those issues we have with the zoning in rural Lane County.
I know a lot of people, I hear a lot of people talk about how difficult it is to get things done in the county out here, construction-wise and things like that. The county commission does have kind of a hand in that, determining how things move forward. With your business, have you seen any of that? Are you concerned with any of sort of the maybe extensive paperwork or length of periods of time that it takes to get things done?
Yes, I think any person that's had to deal with the county on land use or building permits has run into that bottleneck, and it's time to stop using the pandemic as the bottleneck to slow it down. There's things the county could streamline. We used to have an office in Florence. I'm old enough to remember what we used to have, but I'm young enough to help you try to get those services back. But we used to have an office in Florence where we could go in and get our building permits and get our septic permits and talk to the person from the county. Now everything's done in Eugene.
That's kind of tough because one of the issues that we have here, obviously, is housing, affordable housing and just housing in general. And it becomes, outside the city limits, it becomes a lot of extra work, right? Does it for contractors and for business people, even in excavating or whatever, to get those permits in hand.
Sure. When you move into the urban growth areas, and we're not talking the forested areas, but there's things the county could do to streamline. They put rules on us, the beaches and dunes overlay that we have to. It's just another study, another fee. It seems like to me as many fees as we pay to Lane County, they could put a few more staff people to help assist the rural portions of the county, because we pay for fees for permits that most Lane County residents in the metropolitan areas aren't faced with.
Now, obviously, the issue of, say, logging and stuff like that is more of a bigger issue, more of a state issue. What does the county commission, is there anything they could do to help the businesses? Like, we've got R&R King Logging out here that's been kind of struggling with some of the rules and regulations. Is there anything countywide that can be made better?
I'm not so sure it can be countywide, although the climate action plan presented by the county will further try to restrain the logging. If you read the county action plan, they talk about the carbon sinkhole being our forest. They want the forest lands to go into, instead of a 40-year rotational, to a 50-year rotational. They want more old growth. You know, we've argued through this. We've fought this. There's other ways that we can offset the carbon net zero, being organics. The county does provide a Short Mountain. They provide a methane collecting facility for organics. In other words, all your grass trimmings, your tree trimmings, your organic garbage could be separated out in rural Lane County and hauled to Short Mountain and put below tarps to collect the methane gas in reducing the carbon producing gases.
Another issue, obviously, is, well, recently Lane County has come up with a little bit more money to help supply an additional sheriff's deputies for the county. I don't know how much that's going to affect Western Lane County, but, you know, law enforcement is another thing that people are talking about on a regular basis. How do you see that changing over time?
Well, you're right, George. I think Lane County just received, and don't quote me, but it's approximately an $8 million grant to fund the Sheriff's Department. This, they have stated, will fund an additional 8 officers. To me, if I was given $8 million, I think I could fund a few more positions than 8 officers. And it remains to be seen how the county will utilize those 8 officers. Are they going to go into the jail facilities, which we use as a hotel for the cities to send their offenders to? Or are they going to put them out on rural patrol areas that we need as citizens in rural Lane County? If you've ever tried to call a deputy sheriff, call the county for – if you call the state police, they tell you to call the county sheriff's department. Sometimes it's 2, 3, 4 hours if they even do respond. So it would be my hope that the $8 million grant that the county has received will go to rural police protection.
What are some of the issues you've seen arise on the Port Commission that have county ties to it that that the county could help or assist? Because obviously, you know, the port's here, and you've been part of that for a decade. What are some of the things that the county could do to help organizations like that or entities like that?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm I've been there for 10 years, and I honestly cannot think that I have had to ask the county for help on any single issue. Our funding generally will come from federal and state, as well as the county taxes. So I don't think that they're going to be able to affect the port issues made at the county level.
You've obviously, owning businesses in town and having been a part of the port, you're familiar with the financial structure of things and budgeting and stuff like that. Jay Bozovich has told me that one of the things he's proudest of is kind of getting our credit rating back up, kind of getting the budget in gear. Where do you see that going forward in the next 4 to 8 years?
Well, I think as the climate action plan takes effect, I think that's going to severely, if it goes as they plan at the county level, it could severely impact our Oregon forest lands, the payments, Oregon lands. I'm at a loss of term there. It could definitely hinder the taxation ability.
I think, well, obviously, you know, the COVID thing has been a big thing in people's minds, and the county has been instrumental in kind of directing how the process is going to go, how the regulations are going to go in that. It looks like we're coming to an end of that, at least as far as some of the mandates in that go. Going forward, Health and Human Services is something that we don't have a representative here, per se, in the Florence area. Is that something that you would like to see the county maybe do, have someone more local?
Yeah, I think the county needs to be a leader in mental health awareness and providing resources to help combat mental health. Along with mental health, I think that would help alleviate a little bit of the homelessness population. Homelessness, I feel it's not good enough to just provide a temporary shelter. We need to provide them with opportunities to better themselves. I am an advocate for that. I think everybody is. Anybody that's human is an advocate for that. The county needs to be a leader. I remember a time when the county used to contract out with the physicians here in the local hospital to provide mental health. When it became too costly, they withdrew that program, and those patients didn't have anywhere to go. There was nothing given to them to relieve what they'd just been taken away from them by the county.
It's been a little more than a decade, maybe even a decade and a half, since federal and state entities have kind of just drop the funding for mental health and stuff like that. So I can definitely see the need, and we kind of look what has happened because of that, and we see a greater need for that. Give me, I know you brought some notes with you. Give me something that we haven't touched on, maybe that you would want people to know in order to have an educated vote when they do it in May 17th.
Sure. Well, I mean, having served three terms on the Port Commission as president, lastly, and 40 years of owning a small business in rural Lane County, I understand the issues that the citizens of rural Lane County have. These include every topic we've touched on: police protection, housing shortage, homelessness, mental health, climate changes. I guess I don't know if I want this to be my closing statement or not, but I would work to advocate the rights of the rural population and ensure they're represented on the committees that make up the recommendations to the commissioners.
Yeah, in other words, they're sort of like we do here in Florence within city limits. You have the FURA, you have the Planning Commission, you have other entities like that that come to the city council. And what you'd say, you'd like to see more representation from local folks on those committees.
Sure, the Transportation Committee, the Mental Health. There's a number of committees at the county level that I'm not so sure. And I don't mean to talk just for Florence, but for Junction City, Elmira, and Veneta. They're in the same predicament as the Florence residents are. We're all interfaced with land use decisions around us. And I'm not a big advocate for saying, let's just let F2 property owners build homes on F2 property. But by the same token, these cases should be reviewed on a case-by-case scenario. And we have the resources. We pay enough fees to allow that to happen without getting mired in paperwork.
And I think you're correct there. The rural areas and the rural towns and cities have the same issues as Florence. I mean, there's nothing really that much different. They deal with homelessness. They deal with mental health. They deal with sheriff's department and all that stuff. So you feel like you can represent all of those communities from being from Florence?
Yes, I can. And one thing I would like to ensure that if and when I am elected, I would have an office in the Florence area. I would to be able to assist and to listen to the problems of rural Lane County. And I would drive through Junction City, Elmira, and Veneta on my way to my office in Eugene. I think that's something that's been lost. Sure, it's nice for the commissioner to come over and address the Chamber of Commerce once a month and have sit-downs. But that doesn't really address the needs of the private individuals here that have the problems getting through the paperwork of getting just a simple addition built on their house. And you can get waylaid in paperwork and never get the permit. What that does is it leads to lawlessness. People get tired of waiting for permits, waiting for paperwork. So
and then they end up building something on their property that they're not supposed to. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Terry Duman's running for Westlane County Commissioner, and the election day is May 17th for this. And it said there's four people running. And my understanding is if one person gets 51%, then correct, that person's automatically in there. Otherwise, there'll be a runoff with the top two candidates. So
yes,
good luck to you. Thank you for participating in this process because, you know, not a lot of people want to be involved in that kind of stuff today. So we appreciate your effort.
Well, thank you. And I hope I can win your votes.
Coming up next on Our Town, a couple of members of the Seroptimists are going to talk about their 50th birthday.